Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, good health and spirituality seem to go hand in hand quite often. For example, we're told in the scriptures, in the Bible, that our bodies are sacred, that they're temples, and that it's our responsibility to take care of them. And in the LDS scriptures, the Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, it speaks of promised blessings if we eat healthfully, if we exercise and avoid certain substances. And the promise says, quote, that you shall run and not be weary and shall walk and not faint, that the destroying angel shall pass you by. And a lot of the time, I think health problems and conditions are completely out of our control. But if you and your family want to be more healthy or more fit, or ultimately just have more fun together, here are a few tips that I picked up this week from an article written by the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation. So tip number one that they said is to go outside and play together. Clinical psychologist Dr. Steve Orma says that children need around 30 minutes of physical activity a day, while adults need that at least 4 times a week to maintain their health. So whether it's a walk around your neighborhood, a visit to a local park, a bike ride, or maybe a trip to the local pool or the beach to play catch, there are a lot of different fun ways to bond and stay active together. Tip number two is to establish, quote, no electronic zones in your home. So Dr. Jennifer Cottle says that whether it's at a certain time of day or a certain place in your home, like the dinner table or in the car, it's really healthy for family members to just talk face to face and not have the distractions of phones, TVs, or tablets around. It also helps avoid addiction to these devices and inspires different ways and our imaginations in different ways of how you can spend your time together and alone. Tip number three is to make meals together. So lots of kids can be really picky eaters. I think my little sister ate peanut butter and honey sandwiches for about the first 5 years of her life. But when they're picky eaters, it means that they might not be getting the proper nutrition that they need. And Dr. Cottle says that if the whole family has a say in what to buy at the store and they can prepare meals together and cook together, they're much more likely to enjoy and actually eat the healthy meal that they've made. Dr. Cottle also suggests to teach your children how to grocery shop for healthy foods by learning how to read the labels on different packages and to buy plenty of produce, fresh fruits and vegetables as well. And then tip number four is to stick to a routine that involves healthy meals, regularly scheduled physical activity, plenty of sleep, and hydration. So if you post this routine on a calendar or a schedule so that everyone in the family can see what's going on, you're much more likely to get people on board with you in this family goal. And then tip number five is don't wind down with electronics or TV at night. So the light from these devices can actually disrupt your sleep patterns, and it can rob you of a chance to fully process your day and your feelings. So rather, spend some time together with your family or your spouse talking about what has happened throughout your day, maybe set some goals for the next day or the next week, and take some time to read the scriptures together or pray together so that you're all set to relax before bedtime. So for more ideas on how to become happier and closer as a family, you can check out mormonchannel.org and especially look for the video series Happy Families on our YouTube page. And for more blog posts, podcasts, and other videos on staying healthy, mormonchannel.org is a great resource, as well as our app, the Mormon Channel app, that's available to download for free in the App Store. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from LDS leader, Elder D. Lee Tobler. And he said, "You'll find that a healthy family is the seedbed from which personal growth and personal happiness really rise." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.